Tell me just a little bit about the research you do in cultural anthropology and what drew you to studying that topic.
I read an article about Misty Upham. She's a Native American actress who had gone missing and nobody really was looking for her. And when her body was found, it was ruled an accident, but it was obvious she had been through a lot. So that got me interested because I was just wondering why no one was looking for her. She's an actress. She's famous. And I really got interested in the missing and murdered Indigenous peoples, the injustices, and how a lot of the blame was being shifted and how it was just seen as an Indigenous problem. But the more research I did, I was seeing that a lot of these Indigenous people were going missing from urban areas. And so I just saw how there was a huge disconnect in how the story is being told in the media.
The article you wrote in The Conversation talked a lot about kind of how we ended up in this situation and the structural racism that went into creating these disparities in resources. Can you just talk a little bit about that?
A lot of people don't understand that reservations were set up to fail. A lot of businesses see it as a risky investment. So people don't want to build anything out there. And so the money that we do make on the reservation, we have to travel to border towns. So the money doesn't stay on the reservation. And so nothing gets built up. And so we get the border towns complaining about why are they always coming to our towns and infecting everyone. But they don't understand that we don't have any other place to go. We don't have millions of different grocery stores or like a Walmart we can run to. My grandparents still have to travel a couple of hours just to get to Walmart. And the grocery stores that are on the reservation, they charge a lot of money for like fresh vegetables and healthy foods. There's no clean drinking water. All the water has to be hauled. And I think only like 40% of people have access to running water in their homes. So it's just access to basic necessities that so much of us take for granted.
You mentioned earlier kind of this idea of blame or people treating folks on the reservations as outsider or even treating them as if they're, you know, infected and dangerous. Have you been encountering that yourself?
I've been staying home a lot because I am scared of when you do wear a mask, people do think you are sick. When the first issue of like the mask came up, I was worried about Indigenous men because people already perceive them as threats or threatening. And if they were wearing a mask, I think that would just heighten it.
How do we solve those structural racism issues that make a pandemic like this so difficult for places like Navajo and Hopi?
Well, definitely giving those people a voice. Like with the missing and murdered Indigenous peoples issue, it's definitely looking away from the mainstream and looking into different communities and being open to different people's perspectives, I guess, and not being so quick to judge. And I think that with the structural racism, a lot of us, because we are taught in school that history is one way and everything else is wrong, is being open to different perspectives of history.
Sonia Smith, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Oh, thank you so much.